Audio 2.3. Ending of a contract. A contract can come to an end either because it has been set aside, cancelled, or it has been discharged or terminated. Setting a contract aside, vitiating factors. There are three main circumstances known as vitiating factors which set a contract aside. They are duress and undue influence, mistake and misrepresentation. These factors make the contract void or voidable. Duress and undue influence. These two concepts assume considerable prominence in the context of unconscionability, where promises are extracted by physical force or other forms of pressure. If one party has been forced into entering a contract, that contract will be void or voidable. The law recognizes two types of pressure. Duress. This is pressure, whether actual or threatened physical force, exercised on the injured party, who has no practical alternative to agreeing to the contractual terms set out by the person exercising the pressure. Undue influence. This is improper pressure or influence induced by a person on whom reliance was placed with respect to any transaction. This recognizes the abuse of a privileged position of influence, that is, where the relationship between the parties is so close that it gives rise to the presumption that the stronger party exercised undue influence over the other. Mistake. This is an erroneous belief about a question of fact, mistake of fact, or a question of law, mistake of law. While both types of mistake have no legal effect on the validity of a contract, mistake of fact by one or both parties makes the contract void or voidable. Three types of mistake are recognized by law. Mistake as to the subject matter. This is a mistake that precludes the consensus ad idem, meeting of minds, of the parties and makes the contract void. It arises when the parties are at cross purposes with one another. Mistake as to the existence of the subject matter. This arises when, unknown to both parties, the subject matter of the contract has ceased to exist before the contract was entered into. This is known as mutual mistake because the parties are under a mutual misunderstanding. This makes the contract void. Mistake as to identity of the person contracted with. This arises when one party believes he's dealing with one person, but is in fact dealing with a different person. This makes the contract void if the intention was to only deal with a specific person. Misrepresentation. This is a false statement of facts, not of law, opinion, or intention, made by one party during contractual negotiations, which induced the other party to enter into the contract. Misrepresentation makes the contract voidable. The person making the misrepresentation is called representer or misrepresenter, and the person to whom it is made is the representee or misrepresentee. Misrepresentation is only operative when it becomes an inducement to enter into the contract.